Joining the Red River Farm Network is Nicole Wardner with the North Dakota Beef Commission, works in consumer marketing and industry relations there with the commission. And Nicole, first, while May is over halfway over, we're still celebrating in full force Beef Month, which happens in May. And so on behalf of the North Dakota Beef Commission, what are some of the things that you've done thus far this month to celebrate Beef Month?
Absolutely. So we're so excited that this is the first year that we've had a May Beef Month promotion and campaign in North Dakota. It's not a national campaign, but there are many states and surrounding us that do take part in it. So we're excited to join in and be a part of the celebrations. First off, the governor declared May as Beef Month in North Dakota, so we're so excited about that and his recognition of the industry through our state and what it brings to the economics of North Dakota as well. I know that May is halfway over, but we are still ramping up all of our efforts here across the state. We're going to be doing some grilling campaigns, one in Bismarck this week and then next week in Watford City, heading to a grocery store to grill up beef and let people taste a different cut that they may normally have never tried before. So we're excited about that. There's also the partnership with the North Dakota Cattle Women and their 5K run that starts on the 21st. We're excited. We had over 150 people that registered, so I think there's a lot of people that are going to be refueling with beef after a run at the end of the month. We also have a Instapot demonstration that's going to be on social media this week with NDSU Extension. They developed a beef-specific learning educational course that's going to be hands-on across the state with the extension agents in each county. So we're excited to bring that to a social media platform for everybody to be able to enjoy and learn from. And then there also is our best burger contest in North Dakota that we just announced the top four. And we're excited to see how those votes come rolling in. And I think the most surprising and pleasant thing that we found from that is that they're all from small towns across North Dakota, and they're all independently owned. And so we're really happy that there are consumers in North Dakota that are supporting those small town businesses, especially after COVID.
Yes. Well, and while, like you said, you mentioned the handful of events that are going on across the state, and it sounds like there's an opportunity for anybody who wants to participate in Beef Month, they certainly can. But I know one way that everybody can participate, no matter where they are in the state, is by pulling out that grill and throwing beef on it. And so you mentioned, you know, a few grilling events that are happening in person across the state. But Nicole, what tips and recommendations do you have for both, you know, the beginning griller and the most experienced griller? Because really this weather is getting everybody outside, and what perfect protein to choose than beef?
Absolutely. And hamburger is the number one grilled thing from Memorial Day to Labor Day. So, you know, start there for a beginner. To learn the art of hamburger grilling, I think, is a great place to start. But then you can move up to some other type of not premium cuts, but like a tri-tip that can be grilled and can be served as a steak. Or you can go towards some chuck eye steaks as well, which would be similar to but a little more affordable than a ribeye. And then once you get your feet underneath you and feeling comfortable, then you can move to those premium cuts and really enjoy an eating experience. But we want you to know that anything that you choose to eat that's beef is going to be fantastic. Our producers across North Dakota have done such a great job at making sure that they're raising high-quality, nutritious beef. But, I mean, of course, you got to stick with your standards, grilling to 145 degrees for those steaks and then 160 degrees for those hamburgers, just for food safety-wise. But, you know, there are a ton of recipes and a ton of different ways and of cooking beef that's available on our website, which is ndbeef.org.
Yes, well, and while May we really celebrate the product hard, really every day is Beef Day for beef farmers and ranchers in the state. And are there any other activities from the North Dakota Beef Commission that are either in the works or that we want to highlight?
Absolutely. So we're working with two baseball teams this year for promotions. One was in Bismarck with the Bismarck Larks, as well as Fargo-Moorhead with the Red Hawks. And spectators there that show up to those stadiums and participate have a chance to win beef products from one of the locations or some beef swag by purchasing products in that town. So we're really excited about what we can see as far as numbers-wise to report back to our stakeholders, which are our producers. We also have a Build Your Base program, which is going, and this summer it's going to be sponsoring some student athletes that are going to be working on their strength and conditioning all summer long. That's also going to happen in Bismarck and Fargo, and we're hoping to get one pretty soon on the collegiate level, so we're excited about that as well. And that's just a way to not only develop new consumers as they're, you know, becoming individuals and learning how to live on their own, but also understand how beef plays a role in their diet as they train and perform at that level.